G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
From the meeting of two leaders to events taking place closer to home. The indoor sport and recreational facility will be talked about this morning. We will be talking all about the Helpman Awards last night because a local was nominated for a Helpman Award last night. And there is a national competition that took place and a local business did really, really well. I found out about it this morning. I'll tell you all about it across the morning today. These are some of the stories that I am going to keep you up to date with.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, you might have been listening to Luke overnight. One of the things that Luke was talking about was compulsory PE or physical education. Now, I want to know whether PE should be compulsory at schools and if it is going to be compulsory, what sports should be made compulsory. I must admit, I was terrible at sport. Looking at the fine physique that I am these days, it's hard to believe that I was ever terrible at sport, but I was. I sucked. I hated it every moment of it. But there was one PE teacher back in probably year 8 or year 9, and he inspired me to try and get fitter and healthier. It was probably the fittest I've ever been, actually. So I am not a good one to ask when it comes to whether PE should be compulsory. I reckon PE shouldn't be around at all. But I would love to hear from you this morning. It's one of the many stories going around today, and I'd love to know what you think. 13 2710 is the number to call. You can always jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page and have your say there. And a big shout out to Rob, who's up already this morning. He doesn't think that PE should be compulsory either, but he does reckon that we should be encouraging our kids to get involved in sport at every opportunity.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, it is World Emoji Day today. If you have been sucked into the world of emojis like I have, a big smiley face to you, wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. It is 16 past 6, starting the morning. I have got a cup of coffee in hand. So has Karcher. It is time to say a big good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Regional Express Airlines have released a statement regarding the current global pilot shortage. The City of Mount Gambier are meeting to consider a report for the Mount Gambier Recreation Centre Community Reference Group. The Grassland Society of South Australia hosts their annual conference in Millicent this week, and the state government have announced over $4.5 million for our racing industry. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Each and every Sunday morning, country music rules right here on your local. And if you missed The Range with Lee Kernaghan on the weekend, let me tell you, The Range with Lee Kernaghan are giving you and a friend the chance to see Dan and Shay perform in Dallas. It would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience heading to Texas on August the 25th, including flights and 3 nights accommodation to Dallas. To win, what you need to do is head to therangeradio.com.au, therangeradio.com.au. You could see yourself heading to a Dan and Shay concert performance in Dallas in Texas on August the 25th, and it's all to celebrate their brand new album. It features the US top 10 hit Tequila and the new single All to Myself. Now on 963 Triple M, I'll tell you more about it right the way across the week this week. There are so many amazing experiences that we have up for grabs for you right here on your local right now. You've got to be in it to win it.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Great to have you company this morning. It is Tuesday, and as we start the day, we're going to catch up with Courtney in a moment, find out what is making news across the country. Malcolm Turnbull is hosing down immigration and a review of immigration because a large proportion of immigrants who come to rural areas in Australia, within 18 months, they end up in our capital cities. And there's a lot of talk about our capital cities bursting at the seams, not just from an infrastructure point of view, but from a sheer population point of view. One of the other things that's making news today is the meeting, the US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. They've met in Helsinki in Finland, and to all accounts, Trump was a wimp.
Ewan Grant.
Now on 963 Triple M, yesterday on my ride home, I quickly saw a poster for the current lotto. And I think from memory, it's 30 mil tonight. Now, just listening to Courtney talk about the news, the head of Domino's is picking up $39 million, pretty much, each year as the highest paid executive. So even if you were to snag the 30 mil lotto win tonight, you would not make as much money as this bloke makes in just 365 days. That is something to think about right the way across your workday today. On 963 Triple M, I'll keep you up to date with other things that are making news this morning. All the things you need to know heading into work.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Now, in this world of 24-hour news cycles, the fact that we can pick up information from anywhere across the globe, it is amazing how influential the night shows in America are. Jimmy Kimmel is one of the late night hosts, and he put a simple test to many of his countrymen and women. And let me tell you, many of the Americans that he asked just can't pass it. It was one simple question, and a question that I'm sure that a lot of Aussies would be able to get through relatively easily. But the Americans were clueless when it comes to the rest of the world. What he did was he said, name and identify any country on the world map. Not a specific country, just literally any country whatsoever in the world. And Americans failed at this completely, which was just hilarious. And it was interesting to see that some people were trying to name countries as continents. And one lady was asked whether she'd been to high school and to college, to which she said yes to both. And then she admitted, which made it even worse, because she couldn't actually name any country. Americans were even being tripped up by Alaska, one of their very own states, which was frightening to think. Geography is something that you don't necessarily need in everyday life, but to know a little bit about the world around you, to know that there are many other countries and nationalities, to know their place in the world, and to know a little bit about their history makes us a whole lot wiser. And Americans, well, they are failing it completely.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. One of the more baffling stories today. Parents have been told to get a media pass to take junior sports photos. It's a pay-to-click idea, and it's all about, I suppose, keeping kids safe in a sporting arena. But it does make you wonder where the world is going with not only political correctness, but with trying to keep our kids safe from the idea of predators. Apparently, parents need to have a working with children check. And I'm sure there's a lot of people today who are going to say that that the world has gone absolutely mad when it comes to trying to keep us safe. No matter where we are and no matter what we do. The National News team will be talking about it. I'm sure Ray Hadley later on today will be talking about it as well. When it comes to news locally, Karcher is going to be back in the next 10 or so. I'll be catching up with the Regional Express Airlines are in the news. Over the course of the weekend, they released a statement regarding the current global pilot shortage, saying that some flights may be cancelled or combined with other routes in order to reflect their pilot numbers. At the moment, they're saying that some of the big airlines across Australia are poaching their staff, and as a result of the pilot shortage, there may be cancellations, and it may affect services like those that fly into Mount Gambier on a daily basis from Melbourne and Adelaide, which would be terribly tragic after what has already happened, where some flights have been cancelled already. Now on 963 Triple M, I'll catch up with Karcher in the next 10 or so. Getting us closer to news and sport is a song from Toto. It's called Africa, and one of the truly quirky things that I read probably about a year ago when a friend of mine shared it on Facebook, a centenarian reckoned that this was a song that led to her lasting long life. She reckoned she listened to it each and every day. And if all of us could listen to Toto Africa and reach such giddying heights in age, then it's not a bad thing.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, got to send a shout out to everybody at Sugar and Spice. You can find them in Commercial Street East, just next door to Woolies. They have come back as the nation's top bakery in a number of categories. If you haven't been in and checked out what the guys make each and every day, it is absolutely delicious. And a huge congratulations to everybody who is part of the bakery. They've won 14 silver medals and 8 bronze medals out of 1,700 entries around the country, gaining 22 placings out of 23 entries. That is just sensational. They also had some wins at a competition in Geelong recently as well, where they were also competing. And looking ahead, the next bakery competition is apparently happening in Mildura next month. So a big congratulations for the work already done, and a big good luck to them for what is going to take place up in Mildura.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you want a nice heartwarming story today, what you want to do, you want to check out the pages of the South East Times. In the pages of the paper today, you are going to read about a lady who has spent over 2 decades at the Millicent High School. And anybody who's been to the Millicent High School over the course of 27 years will know Jay Watson. Jay is hanging up her apron and closing the canteen door after 2 decades of service. Now, the farewell dinner is going to be held at the school on Sunday, July 29th, to celebrate Jay's retirement. What a sensational effort. According to all reports, the kids absolutely have loved her during the course of her tenure at the canteen. And it's just a great story if you want to check it out today.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. If you haven't jumped online to triplem.com.au as yet, let me tell you, there are a number of things that we're giving you the chance to win right now, including a fantastic getaway on us. 5 nights on the Gold Coast could well be yours. It is all thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach. Now, if you don't know anything about Altigua Air on Broadbeach, let me tell you, you can find out more at altiguaresorts.com.au. You can check out our fantastic Facebook post all about Altigua Air on Broadbeach, and you can jump online to triplem.com.au. Cindy, Jaylene, and Jamie are just some of the people that are in the draw to see if we can win them 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us. If you are not a Triple M Club member as yet, if you need a winter warm-up, join the club now. Head to triplem.com.au and sign up today. See if we can make you a winner.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I'm not sure about the things we do for love, but it's tax time at the moment. And with tax time, there are an awful lot of scams going around, and one of them we've got all the details about online at triplem.com.au. You need to make sure that you are very, very savvy when it comes to tax time and the scams that are around. There are a number of them, and we've got some fantastic websites here in South Australia that will keep you up to date with scams that are going around. You can jump online to the SAPOL website. All the links and details are there. Scam Watch is another great one that you can check out as well. But as I say, jump online, triplem.com.au. Look out for this tax time scam that is doing the rounds, and hopefully we will we'll save you a little bit of heartache and maybe a little bit of money that you might have been conned out of. On 963 Triple M, 22 past 7, it's time for me to catch up with Katja. Good morning.
Thank you, Ewan. Making headlines in our region, Rex Airlines has released an open letter to its customers. The City of Mount Gambier will meet tonight, discussing numbers for the Mount Gambier Recreation Centre Community Reference Group. The Grassland Society of Southern Australia's annual conference continues this week, and $4.5 million in funds have been announced for the state's racing industry. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
A big good morning to you if you're just waking up. It is 963 Triple M. The Triple M Network are so very, very excited to be presenting partner for Bon Jovi's 2018 Australian Tour. This house is not for sale. It is taking place in 2018, and the only way that you can win tickets to his Australian shows and to win, well, we are going to be playing Bon Jovi Oki, and it's all going to be taking place from next week. So to win, what you need to do is become a Triple M Club member. You need to tell us why you love Bon Jovi, and we could be calling you to play Bon Jovi Oki right here on 963 Triple M. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
But earlier today, I was talking all about Sugar and Spice. They have come back winners in a national award when it comes to baking. And I have the baker extraordinaire on the line. Victor joins me. Victor, g'day.
How you going, you?
Yeah, good. Hey, Victor, congratulations on your recent success with Sugar and Spice. You guys are top of your field.
Yeah, it's great.
So tell me what happened. Where'd you go?
We sent all our stuff up to Brisbane. It's they do an annual pie and pasty competition.
Right.
And they rotated between Sydney, Melbourne, and this year they had it in Brisbane. So we thought we'd send some of our product up there and give it a go up there.
So you guys had what I would call sensational success at this competition.
Yeah, no, we're pretty happy. Like, it, we didn't get a gold, but 22 of our 23 products we set up, they all come back with a medal. So it shows our consistency throughout the industry.
Mm. You guys have run Sugar and Spice now, from what I understand, for about 5 years?
Yep, it's going on 5 years, yes.
Yeah. How do you create the pies and pasties and other amazing treats at Sugar and Spice that continue to win awards? Because this isn't a new thing for you guys.
No, we've been in the bakery industry for a while, and this is our second bakery. So when we seen this place, it was an ideal fit in the location, and they didn't do any pastries here. It was just cakes only,
mm-hmm.
cakes and coffee. So we've seen a great fit for it down this end of town, and we came from an award-winning bakery before, so we brought it over here and thought we'd give it a go in Mount Gambier.
All right, what's the best product that people need to try?
Oh, need to try? Take your pick.
give me
they're
a list.
They're all award winners, so I haven't got a favourite. It's like choosing a favourite child, isn't it?
Oh, mate, well, so that's what I was going to ask. What is your favourite?
Well, I would have to say my personal favourite would be the Meat Lovers.
Yeah?
Because it's got chilli kranskis and cheese and pizza sauce and... It is a really good pie to eat in the winter.
Victor, these are the sorts of things that I should not talk about without having breakfast in the morning.
Yes.
Hey, mate, you also had some success in Geelong, I hear?
Yes, last week. Yeah, we took a couple of products, not many. It was, they have two baking shows, one in South Australia and one in Victoria, and they're both on the same day. So we went to Geelong because it's about 100 km closer than Adelaide, and it's the first time they've had one in Geelong, so it was only small. It was at the TAFE College where they teach all the apprentices.
Mm.
And we came away with a trophy for our three-layer gâteaux, which was a choc layer covered in ganache. And also we came away with a trophy for our pasties there as well. So we're pretty happy with that since the first time we've been there.
And the next competition is going to be up in Mildura. What's going to take place up there?
Vanilla slice contest in Mildura. So we're aiming to try and get the best vanilla slice in Australia. We've come fourth a couple of times. We just can't crack the big time. It is very hard from here. Like, I might have to pre-make it here and put it all together up there because it's hard competing against all the fresh bakeries up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they just make on-site and take it down within a couple of minutes of judging. So it's all fresh and crunchy. And by the time we drive up there, you know, 6 hours in the car, it's in the car fridge, it's starting to get a little bit soggy and things like that. But we can still try.
And up in Mildura, the vanilla slice competition is absolutely massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's huge. Everyone wants to win it. I've actually seen a couple of blokes when they've won it, you know, they've been trying for 10 years and that actually brings them to tears. That's how important it is to them.
Wow. Well, Victor, I've got to say, A, congratulations on everything that took place up in Brisbane and in Geelong. Really is sensational that you guys have had so many wins. And to anybody who's never been into Sugar and Spice, head on in today.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks for your time, Yon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
963 Triple M. Be really cool to catch up with Victor again and talk all about the best vanilla slice. Hopefully he has a red-hot crack at it.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have met in Helsinki in Finland. And to all accounts, the American people are not happy with how Donald Trump handled the entire situation. There are some tragic facts coming out about the murders that took place yesterday in Perth, truly heartbreaking. And the plastic bag ban is just continuing to create headlines. Courtney's going to keep us up to date with all of it. Rex are in the news locally. They are looking at the possibility of having to cancel more flights. Karcher will give you and I all the details on that soon. And on 963 Triple M, as we go to news this morning, what you want to do is jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. I am always blown away by the photography of Ockett LaRue and Ockett's ability to give us a glimpse of the Limestone Coast the way we have not necessarily seen it in the past is just incredible. And there is a photo that I shared from Ockett last night, which tells you a little bit about the volcanic history of the Limestone Coast, and it gives you a photo past Mount Shank of an active vent that was created during one of the main eruptions of the volcano, which shaped Mount Shank some 6,000 years ago. It really is a fantastic photo. Check it out online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, it's going to be a busy day today at the local MFS. The regional station assessments are about to begin. Mark Searcy is the commander here in Mount Gambier. He joins me for a chat. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, you.
Hey, Mark, tell me all about the regional assessments, what it means.
Well, every year, all the regional fire stations across the state with the Metropolitan Fire Service have audits and proficiencies, like a regional assessment competition. And last year, Mount Gambier were fortunate enough and skilled enough to win that. So this year we're really buckling down. The boys have been hard at it over the weekend and during the week, cleaning everything up, getting everything ready, because we're hoping to go back-to-back.
How hard would it be to go back-to-back in this competition, and how hard is it to win it in the first place?
It is very hard. It's very competitive around the state, and the competition enhances a number of events. Apart from the we get marked on the cleanliness of the station environment and the appearance of the fire appliances. The guys are also a couple of them are randomly selected. They are assessed on their knowledge of some of the equipment and how to use it. They're tested on putting a ladder up and using that correctly, tying several different types of knots. Also, in the office, one's randomly selected and has to show the assessor where to go in our computer network to source certain areas. And to top it all off, there's a scenario drill which is run at the station, and they're marked on that as well.
How long is the assessment going to take, and when do you guys find out whether you've been successful?
The assessment goes for about 3 hours this evening, and the assistant chief fire officers, which are travelling around to each of the regional stations, are about halfway through at the moment, so there's a few more months to go yet.
Hey, Mark, good luck today. I hope it goes really, really well for you guys. I know you've put in the hard yards to make it happen, and good luck going back to back.
Oh, look, it'll be fantastic. It'll make me look good, that's for sure.
Well, Mark, hopefully we get the chance to chat and talk about another win very soon. Thanks, as always, for joining us this morning.
No, thank you very much.
On 963 Triple M, Mark Searcy joining us this morning. The Chief Officer Shield, Regional Commander Shield, Regional Assistant Chief Officer Shield, the Most Improved Shield, and the Family Friendly Regional Station Awards are just some of what the guys are going to be assessed for tonight. And five out of the 16 MFS regional stations are going to receive awards in the competition process, and hopefully Mount Gambier will again come out on top, which would be cool.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. On 963 Triple M, a couple of weeks ago, you might remember I caught up with Maria Slate from MJ Dance Studio. We were talking all about the Helpman Awards, which are named after Sir Robert Helpman. Now, we have a connection with Sir Robert Helpman here in the Limestone Coast. Sir Robert's name is on the front of our fantastic theatre here locally. And talking about the Helpman Awards, they were on over the course of the last couple of nights here in Oz. And a local bloke was one of the finalists in the prestigious accolades for a Helpman Award. He was in the category for Best Male Actor in a Musical. And while he didn't win last night, Ewan Deutsch from Millicent has just done a sensational job in his singing and acting career so far. He has performed in so many incredible musicals. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is currently on stage and coming to South Australia next month, where we'll get the chance to see him in Adelaide. And to think that that he got a nod for Best Actor in a Musical at the Helpman Awards is just absolutely sensational. And I just wanted to say congratulations to him for it. It was a pity that that he didn't walk away with the gong last night, but just to be nominated is an absolutely huge thing for a kid from Millicent to achieve. It's sensational. Now on 963 Triple M, finding out what else is making news this morning, time for me to catch up with Karcher. It's been good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Race Airlines have slammed some of their competitors in an open letter. The City of Mount Gambier will be meeting tonight discussing the potential Mount Gambier Recreation Centre, CRG. The Grassland Society of Southern Australia's 59th annual conference kicks off in Millicent this week, and the state government has announced a one-off grant for South Australia's racing industry. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, don't forget, by the way, we are halfway through Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers for the month of July. There have been some absolutely amazing opportunities in the Coonawarra during the course of the month, and they are not over yet. There is still some fantastic stuff to be involved with, and you can find out all about it online or pick up a copy of the program at the Visitor Information Centres and make sure you are part of it. We'll talk more about it during the course of the week.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M. The advances in technology are just incredible. And when it comes to cars, it's amazing these days that you can have a fob in your pocket that allows you to start a car and to drive off with it. Now, one unlucky woman, I think she was in the United States, managed to steal a car simply by having a fob to the car left in the center console, I suppose, is probably the best way to put it. What she did was she had an accident. She got herself a rental car. She parked it in a suburban shopping center, and she went to do her thing. She came back. She got into what she thought was her car, pressed the ignition button, and the car started, and off she went. Now, 2 weeks later, there was a police report of a stolen vehicle. 2 weeks later, when she returned the car to the rental joint, the man said, "What car? We don't actually have these." And a little bit of investigating worked out that the car that she had got from the rental agency was still exactly where she'd parked it. And the poor family that owned this car had put out a police report about it. So if you thought you were having a bad day today, I suppose, things could probably get much, much worse.
Ewan Grant.
963 Triple M, catching up with the team from SAPOL. Sergeant Andy Stott is on the line as always. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Andy, school holidays are still on. We want to be vigilant around schools.
Absolutely. Look, if you're driving past or if you live near a school anywhere in the Limestone Coast, please just keep an eye on it. Make sure anyone who's there is doing the right thing. If you see anything suspicious or concerning to you, then please contact police on 131444 or if it's an emergency, 000.
And Andy, it's always a good thing to be looking out for kids over the school holidays as well, because
absolutely,
they're
all
out and about
having a great time and riding their bikes and doing all those sorts of things. So just be aware that kids are out and about and be careful.
Oh, to be back at school and have 10 weeks off a year.
And just think of all that responsibility you don't have.
Now, mate, one of the other things we've been talking about lately is trailers and the fact that trailers can't be overloaded.
Yeah, look, it's that time of year. I keep saying, although I've said in the last couple of weeks, we've talked about loads of firewood and that sort of stuff and overloading of trailers and the need for complying with weights and measures as far as what you're allowed to carry. Mm. But importantly, brakes and lights and all those things that go with it. It's really important to make sure you're spot on as far as your trailers go and your loads have to be secured and all that sort of thing as well.
Now, Andy, there's been some illegal firewood that has been procured around the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, look, it's come to our attention and we've been having a look at it for a while. A couple of males, one from Glencoe, one from Millicent, have been apprehended over the weekend, just gone and charged with offences such as being unlawfully on premises, clearing native vegetation, and then some traffic offences and theft offences in there as well. It's about accessing properties that you're not allowed to cut firewood, and then clearing that native vegetation without the appropriate authorities, or in fact cutting trees down that are dead, and that's an offence as well. So we had a good clear up, multiple charges against each of these gentlemen, and they'll be facing court in the very near future.
Now, one of the other things that's very concerning at the moment, you have caught a number, well, not you personally, but the police have caught a number of drug drivers over the weekend.
Yeah, as you know, Limestone Coast Police are very proactive in the area of drink and drug drive detection, and we have unfortunately caught 8 drug drivers across the Limestone Coast over the weekend just gone, and that is really concerning. Some of these drug drivers had children in the car. That's even more concerning. So, obviously, people need to really sit up and take note here. This is a serious offence, and it's obviously out there. The reason for it is for public safety and the safety of other road users as well as people in your vehicle. So if you are affected by cannabis or methamphetamine or any substance whatsoever, then you need to not be behind the wheel.
Andy, it is always good to catch up. It's rather frightening that there's so many drug drivers, at least on the weekend, in the Limestone Coast. Mate, we'll catch up next week. We'll talk again.
Look forward to that, Ewan. Thank you.
Sergeant Andy Stodd from SAPOL joining us this morning. Very soon I'm going to give you more details on how you can be part of Triple M's Feel Good Family Escape, the winter warm-up that could see you escaping the winter chill here in the Limestone Coast. It's all thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach, and I'll give you more details about it soon.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.